And you're back with the afternoon show. And our first guest is Argentinian-born Dina Bernstein, artist, sculptor, painter, illustrator, and writer who works in many different mediums. She lives and works out of the Open Studio on Main Street in Catskill, and she has just written her first children's book, The Land of Lost Things. Welcome to the afternoon show, Dina.
Thank you.
Now, that's such a lovely title, The Land of Lost Things. What is the book about? Tell us a little something about it.
Well, like, I hope it's about many different things. Basically, it's about the child who loses her blue pencil and the adventures in her imagination and look that has while looking for the blue pencil.
And what was this based on? Something that might have happened in real life?
Yes, happened. It happened that I did lose pencils and many other things. So it's about losing and what you do when you lose, and making do, and resourcefulness, and imagination, and creativity.
And I understand that this book was a long time coming about. Why don't you tell us a bit about that, the journey of this book?
Right. It wasn't this book exactly, but I started writing and illustrating children's stories in Argentina in the 70s. And back then, I won a contest, and some of my stories were going to be published. Not this one, but others. And Argentina went through a financial crisis, and the military coup came a few months after that, so I left, and the publishers left, and the editors left, everybody left, who could leave. Yeah, for sure.
And so what made you go back to it now?
Well, this is my first published children's story, but it's not the first children's story I wrote.
Okay.
And then for many years, and I still do, I teach children, elementary school children.
Mm-hmm.
So among the subjects I teach, I mean, there are classes I teach how to make your own book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I use some of my books, you know, unpublished books, to inspire them. And that kept me going. So I was hoping that eventually I have one of the stories published.
Mm-hmm. And so, and how did you find an agent and a publisher?
It was luck. And I did try a few times. I didn't find anything. People didn't understand what I was doing. And finally, a friend gave me the phone number of somebody who almost immediately said that she was interested in working with me.
Hmm. And just looking at the book here, so it's half of it's in English and half of it's in Spanish. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, since I definitely believe in a bilingual education, and being bilingual or trilingual, as the more languages we know, the better people we are, I feel. And I taught for not only Spanish, my original language, but I taught in many bilingual programs, so it was important. I was thrilled that, you know, the publisher wanted to do this, English and Spanish, which is Arte Publica, which most of the time they publish things bilingually.
Uh-huh. And just say the name for us in Spanish, the title.
El País de las Cosas Perdidas.
Okay, because we do hope to run this for some of the in our Spanish broadcasts. And what does before you published this, did you study the market? Did you look at other children's books to get an idea of what was being published out there?
Well, off and on. I didn't investigate too much. But I always love children's stories. I think it's a great genre.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, read them.
Right. And what does being Argentinian add to your writing or your art? What qualities do you think that?
Well, that's a tricky question. And it's my history.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, you know, after so many years of being here, I still am called an Argentinian artist. You know, sometimes I wish that just be an artist, but it's part of my experience and my cultural background, mm-hmm. basically. So it's who I am, part of who I am.
Right. So, of course, you're an artist in so many different mediums, aren't you? I mean, if you go to the Open Studio, there are so many different art forms there.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yeah, actually, my first genre, I was writing.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote before I make art.
Oh.
I studied literature.
Uh-huh.
And after I came to New York, I felt basically speechless, I mean, metaphorically, literally. So as a kid, I wanted to do art. So I started. I started without thinking I was going to become an artist. But I was hooked up. Completely.
And then you did a number of public art projects. Then.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
I was particularly fascinated with gargoyles to scare developers.
Oh, thank you.
Did they work?
Yes.
And what were those exactly? Where were they and what were they?
Till 2 years ago, I knew that there were still some up on West 49th Street.
Uh-huh.
Between, I forget, 10th and 11th Avenue. Across from the World Plaza. You know the word is humongous?
Yeah.
So this is small building still there, wasn't sold out for the developers, and they had a gargoyle, as far as I know, until 2 years ago. Haven't checked since then.
Mm-hmm.
And other places, in the Bronx, on the Upper West Side.
And also in the subway, I think, there was a series?
Yeah, I got the commission from the MTA to design some stained glass windows. Yeah, that was a great project.
Okay, and so what are you working on at the moment?
Oh, so many
different so many different things.
Well, I had a series called the Archaeological Museum, and I take fun objects and sometimes put them together and I write my own history of the object.
I remember you did something for the Thomas Cole House, right?
Right, the fork. A fork, Thomas Cole
right,
fork.
That's right, a fork, Thomas Cole's fork.
Oh,
right.
And I have pieces of a hat of Church.
Oh, right. Frederick Church's hat. Okay.
Yeah, he lost it in Mexico.
Oh, he would, wouldn't he? And so are you working on your next book? Do you have something else in mind?
Yeah, sure. I have many books in mind. Because
okay.
Over the years I started and, you know, I had to put it. This was a great experience because starting, I don't know how many pages mm-hmm. a children's book, a picture book.
Yeah.
So I had to learn all that, how many pages, how long, the size, so it was a learning experience.
And you, of course, you did all the illustrations as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautifully illustrated here, of course, being radio, you can't really get the full visual idea here.
Just very saturated, beautiful colors.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And lots of blue pencils, a lost blue pencil.
Yes, a forest of the blue pencils.
A forest and a forest of lost umbrellas, too.
Yeah, and the garden of
the garden of lost umbrellas, yeah. Okay, so where can they get hold of this, Dina? Where can they buy this?
Well, in a regular bookstore, supposedly, you know, yeah. They can order from Arte Publico, which is the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look in online. And also, I recommend buying from the independent bookstores.
Yes.
Like in Hudson, there are some independent bookstores. And
yeah, we've got, I think, one in Greene County, which is out at Hunter. And there's one here in Hudson.
Spotty Dog.
There's one in Kinderhook, Blackwood and Brower. And there's the Chatham bookstore. So, yes, let's support the local bookstores here. Mm. So, is there anything else that you'd like to add or say about your art or your book or anything?
Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted to be here and to be part of this interview with the new community station, radio station, which is great because it brings a lot of good stuff to our community. And I hope people come and visit me in the Open Studio in Catskill. I have a gallery and I go in a gallery and my artwork and my partner work is there. And
and your partner, of course, is Julie Chase.
Yep, right.
Yep. Yeah, the book is dedicated to her.
Yep.
And yeah, because it's such a visual feast, your Open Studio. There's such an incredible array and assortment of artistic forms. It's completely unpredictable too, and it's very exotic, I think, many of the things
you.
That
think
you
it,
do.
I think it's a compliment, exotic. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Do you have any questions, Tom? Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Dina.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, and we're having a song.